WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your morning flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
In the minutes ahead, we begin this morning with First Weather. Meteorologist Dan Zero, you can feel the air thickening this morning.
Yes, we will be chewing through the air on this Monday with sticky, steamy, summery weather across New Jersey. We actually missed the 90-degree mark yesterday. The sun just came out too late for that. But today does look hot and humid with mostly sunny skies. Temperatures this morning, 60s and 70s. Not terrible. It's certainly a warm start to the day. Highs this afternoon, mostly in the lower 90s. We'll see 80s along the coast with a chance for pop-up thunderstorms in this juicy atmosphere as well. Best chance for that looks to be between about 3 p.m. and 8 p.m. today. Any showers and thunderstorms should pulse down after sunset tonight. It'll be partly cloudy and muggy overnight, lows in the mid-70s. Increasing clouds for tomorrow with highs in the 80s. And then here comes our cold front. It's going to be a pretty strong one. So a line of thunderstorms will arrive around midday tomorrow. Periods of very heavy rainfall possible through tomorrow afternoon and into tomorrow night. But the payoff comes on Wednesday as skies become sunny and humidity goes way down. Highs on Wednesday and Thursday will be in the 80s. Right now, Barnegat Light 74, Newark 73, and Middlesex an even 70.
Time out of Jersey's First News, 5:02. President Trump is in Helsinki for his much-anticipated summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin. The meeting was condemned in advance by members of Congress from both parties after the indictment last week of 12 Russian military intelligence officers accused of hacking Democrats in the 2016 election. Trump continued to undermine the investigation in a series of tweets from Helsinki before the meeting, blaming it for fraying U.S.-Russian relations. After looming large over the president's visit to the U.K., the baby Trump blimp appears headed for New Jersey. A GoFundMe page has exceeded its goal to defray the cost of bringing the blimp to fly over Trump's Bedminster golf course. Amazon is expanding Prime Day, and the deals will come fast and furious starting this afternoon as the online retailer struggles to keep Prime members after raising the membership costs. Will it work? Patrick Lavery joins us live with everything you need to know about this year's event. Patrick?
Eric, starting at 3 o'clock this afternoon, this will be the longest Prime Day, stretching well into and through tomorrow for a 36-hour period since Amazon began it in 2015. And in that short time, it's grown to rival the big holiday shopping days, Black Friday, Cyber Monday, in online discount popularity. You can check out deals right now, including those that will be available for just a limited amount of time within that 36-hour window. Last year, Amazon pulled down about $1 billion worth of sales. They expect more than 100,000 new deals, and at New Jersey's 19 Whole Foods stores, some special Prime Day tie-ins as well. Eric?
All right, Patrick, thanks for the update. Dan Zero's commuter weather. The humidity is building this morning. Temperatures are already in the 60s and 70s. A heat advisory for parts of the state today from noon to 6 p.m. as the heat index is expected to reach the upper 90s in some areas. Otherwise, mostly sunny with a chance of a pop-up thunderstorm this afternoon and tonight. Highs in the lower 90s, 80s along the coast. Showers and thunderstorms should start to die down after sunset, but we could get some heavy rains tomorrow. Dan will have more on that coming up in just a couple of minutes. Still ahead on New Jersey's First News. How bad is New Jersey's water infrastructure? We'll have an update on that in 2 minutes. You're listening to New Jersey's First News.
New Jersey 101.5. This is New Jersey's First News on New Jersey 101.5.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:07 on this Monday morning, and you will notice the humidity as you step outside this morning. Temperatures are already in the 60s and upper 70s in some areas. We'll be up around 90 or so today with a heat index certainly warmer than that, and a heat advisory is in effect for parts of the Garden State today, but not all. All France is talking about the World Cup. Eternal happiness, said today's sports headlines, summing up the mood of many who can't imagine the euphoria will ever fade. France is readying to welcome home the national soccer team for a parade. Tens of thousands thronged after the team's 4-2 victory over Croatia on Sunday. Good news for Route 206 commuters in Morris County this morning. The bridge over the Drake's Brook is open. Construction completed ahead of schedule. The span was reopened on Sunday. The bridge closed early this month, causing problems for commuters and businesses in the area. A Union City neighborhood continues to rally around two families that lost their children in a devastating fire that consumed a multifamily home Friday morning.
It's just horrifying. It could be anybody's children, you know?
The community held a vigil over the weekend for those killed. 2-year-old Jason Gonzalez, his 7-year-old brother Christian, and their 5-year-old cousin Malin Wood. More troubles for the Hamilton Township Animal Shelter in Mercer County. Tomorrow's council meeting could be raucous, as some council members and animal rights groups accuse shelter operators of killing innocent animals. Records show hundreds of dogs and cats have been euthanized despite a bigger budget, more staff, and a $1 million expansion project. Mayor Kelly Yady has been defending the shelter. Her director will be at tomorrow's council meeting to answer questions. It is a problem that seems to be getting worse. New Jersey's water infrastructure, so old, contamination in many areas from lead and other dangerous substances is getting worse.
State Senator Bob Smith says upgrading Jersey's water piping system is a front-burner issue that must be addressed.
We have lead contamination in a number of water systems and even in school situations.
He's pushing a plan to charge homes and businesses an additional 10 cents for every 1,000 gallons of water that's used.
This would generate about $150 million a year. I think you take that $150 million a year and you do it as a pay-as-you-go program, so that we don't increase our debt.
David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
In the busy Barnegat Bay this weekend, a jet ski accident that killed a Morris County man. Police say two of the personal watercraft collided Sunday afternoon, but they've not said what led up to the accident. One of the boaters was thrown from his craft and pronounced dead at the scene. The other boater was okay. Another incident over the weekend. We are told a search is underway in the Barnegat Bay for a 50-year-old man who's been missing since last night. You look at just the month of June, or even the second quarter of 2018, or the first half of 2018. In every case, New Jersey tops the nation for the rate of homes in the foreclosure process.
There were more than 5,700 Jersey properties with a foreclosure filing in the month of June, according to real estate tracker Adam Data Solutions. Senior VP Darren Bloomquist says that's actually down 2% from a year ago, but our foreclosure picture has been so nasty the last few years, we still rank number one in the nation.
With one in every 624 housing units receiving a foreclosure notice during the month.
Bloomquist says the percentage of foreclosures linked to last decade's housing crisis has dipped, so many of these are linked to more recent financial struggles. Dino Flamia, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Another pedestrian killed by a New Jersey transit train. NJT says a man was on the tracks in Westwood, hit by the train early Sunday morning, dead on the scene. Service has been restored this morning. Nobody on the train was injured. A public meeting about shutting down the Oyster Creek Nuclear Generating Station after almost 50 years of operation. That will happen Tuesday night in Lacey Township.
Spokesman Neil Sheehan with the Nuclear Regulatory Commission says the operator, Exelon, has a detailed plan for decommissioning the Oyster Creek plant.
It's now about to enter a different phase of its life where it's going to be in this decommissioning condition.
The lengthy process after the September 17th shutdown includes cooling down the reactor and deactivating radioactive fuel rods at the site.
It's very important for us to hear from the public.
The meeting starts at 6 p.m. Tuesday at the Lacey Township Community Hall in Forked River. Joe Cutter, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Time out of New Jersey's First News, 512. It is going to be hot and humid, and then we have some pretty intense rains that could be on the way this week. We'll get the full rundown, an extended look at the forecast with Dan, and then we'll recap our top stories next.
Jersey Radio.
Love you guys. You're a riot.
New Jersey 101.5.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 514, as we bring in our chief meteorologist, Dan Zero. Brand new week, Dan, and you can feel the humidity when you step outside.
You sure can. Mother Nature is front-loading this week with active weather today and tomorrow. I think you're going to love the forecast for the second half of the week. But as always, we have to get there first. We're waking up to a pretty sticky start with temperatures in the 60s and mostly 70s across the Garden State this morning. It's going to be a mostly sunny, hot, and humid Monday. Highs reaching into the lower 90s for most 80s along the coast today. It's not going to be a heat wave, more like a heat spurt. One day of intense heat and humidity, it all comes to an end tomorrow. We'll be watching the sky this afternoon and this evening, say between 3 p.m. and 8 p.m. for pop-up showers and thunderstorms. Some of those storms could produce heavy rain and some wicked lightning, so it's worth keeping an eye on things. Any showers and storms should pulse down after midnight tonight. It'll be partly cloudy and muggy, lows only fall to the mid-70s. Tomorrow, the most active day of the week, with increasing clouds, highs in the 80s. Here comes our cold front. It's going to be a pretty strong one, so a line of thunderstorms storms will arrive maybe as early as 10 or 11 o'clock in the morning, but really in the afternoon, that's when we'll see periods and pockets of very heavy rain push through the state. Severe weather is a marginal concern. Some wind and hail will be possible along the way, and of course, lightning is always potentially dangerous. Rain moves out tomorrow night, and then Wednesday and Thursday looking fantastic, becoming sunny, warm, and way less humid. Highs will be in the lower to mid 80s for Wednesday and Thursday. New Jersey First News time is now 5:15.
Around the state, around the clock. This is New Jersey's First News.
Good morning, I'm Eric Scott. Among our top stories this morning, a new report shows New Jersey's water supply could be greatly compromised by an aging infrastructure that could lead to water contamination. The baby Trump blimp could be coming to New Jersey from Great Britain to fly over the president's golf course. In sports, France wins the World Cup 4-2 over Croatia. Djokovic wins his fourth Wimbledon title. Yankees, Mets, Phillies all lose. Your Down the Shore forecast and New Jersey Fast Traffic next.
New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey First News time is 5:19. I'm meteorologist Dan Zarrow with your Get to the Beach report for the Jersey Shore. It's going to be a hot and humid day, even 80s along the coast today. Ocean water temperature is currently 69 to 77 degrees. Your UV index today will be a 9, very high. Rip current risk remains moderate. We have post-tropical cyclone Beryl about 650 miles east, churning up the sea a little bit. 3-foot waves expected today. Also keep an eye on the sky. A couple of thunderstorms may pop up this afternoon. New Jersey First News time, still 5:19.
Dominski and Doyle.
Who is the worst driver in New Jersey?
BMW drivers. Millennium.
Millenniums.
Millenniums. No rules for them.
Not even spelling.
They want it.
Damn millenniums.
Weekday afternoons 2 till 7 on New Jersey 101.5 and NJ1015.com. You're listening to New Jersey's First News, a full hour of New Jersey 101.5 news. From your 24-hour broadcast news team on New Jersey 101.5.
5:23 it is on this Monday morning as we begin a brand new work week with a rise in humidity. We are looking at temperatures that are starting in the 60s and 70s on our way today to a very humid low 90s, 80s along the coast, a heat advisory mostly for northeast Jersey. Chance of a pop-up thunderstorm this afternoon, but much heavier rains could be on the way for tomorrow, and we will have more on that coming up here in just a couple of minutes. New Jersey used to give tax credits to TV and film productions that filmed here. Governor Christie killed that program because he didn't like how the reality show Jersey Shore portrayed the Garden State. But Governor Murphy has reinstated the program.
According to Steve Gorlick of the Jersey Motion Picture and Television Commission, the tax credit program has generated tremendous interest within the industry to film in the Garden State. He says this is wonderful because it boosts the image of Jersey and generates a lot of economic activity.
We're gearing up for that right now. The productions will start shooting in the fall, and they'll go continuously fall, winter, spring, and so forth.
So what movies and TV shows will be filming here?
I can't give you specific titles yet, even though we're working on them every single day.
David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
New Jersey gambling regulators are warning casinos submit their plans for sports betting by today or risk not being approved in time for the start of football season. This also includes plans for internet and mobile sports betting, which no casino has yet been approved to offer. Casinos that missed the deadline run the risk of not having their sports betting operations tested and improved in time for the start of football season in early September. A pizza delivery driver found dead from an apparent gunshot wound after his car crashed into a tree in North Jersey. A pedestrian flagged down a Passaic police officer at about 2:15 Sunday morning. Police found the driver unresponsive. The 27-year-old Elmwood Park man, believed to have been making a delivery in the area where he was shot on the Clifton-Passaic border. Prosecutors are urging anybody with information to contact them. Time out of New Jersey's First News, 5:25. New Jersey has a new resource for people with intellectual and developmental disabilities. The law creating the role of ombudsman signed shortly before Governor Christie left office, but Governor Murphy just appointed one a couple of months ago.
And the new ombudsman is former Ridgewood Mayor Paul Aronson, who vows to serve as a public advocate for those with intellectual and developmental disabilities and their families.
To help them get the supports and services they need, to work with them to improve our system of supports, and to make sure that their voice is heard.
Aronson has been meeting with families across the state, working with them on the issues that directly impact them, and looking for other ways to improve the system that will help others down the road.
That could be through better communication, different different policies, different processes, looking for ways to sort of make our system of supports and services more user-friendly and more accessible.
Many families don't know where to turn for help, so he hopes to successfully get the word out about these services and supports. Jen Ursulo, New Jersey 101.5 News.
New Jersey 101.5 News Time 5:26. The latest on President Trump's summit in Helsinki with the Russian president. We'll update business news next.
New Jersey 101.5.
Time on New Jersey's First News 5:28 as we update business news this morning. Shares are lower in Asia after China reported its economy grew at a lackluster 6.7% annual rate in the last quarter. Wall Street Friday, the Dow was up above 25,000. New Jersey's First News, engineered by Kathy Wagner, were content. Coordinated by Dan Alexander and Patrick Lavery. Sergio Bichal and Lou Hockman at the editor's desk at our news directors, Annette Petriccioni.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. Proud to be New Jersey. And now, streaming live on all Alexa devices. Enable the skill and tell Alexa to play New Jersey 101.5.